Hey, podcast listeners, we have an extra episode this week. Each Wednesday, we share what we call a God story on the Daily Connection. And this week, it happens to be an interview that I did with Calvary member Keith Jenkins about how he encounters God through the Disciple Bible Study set of courses here at Calvary. So I hope you enjoy. Well, tell me a little bit about the first time you went through Disciple Bible Study. What was your experience like?
It's a lot of reading. It seemed, it's 34, I think it's 33, 34 weeks. And there was a ton of reading because we go through the Bible in different areas, but it's all the way through the Bible in that 33, 34 week time frame. But it was a lot of reading, but it helps me because it's structured. You know, I know what I'm reading that week, and just the structure itself helps me. And pushes me to get my reading done, so mm-hmm. I'm prepared for class.
Mm-hmm. Was this the first time that that you felt like you really got a good deep dive into the Bible? Was it maybe a refresher for you? How did that kind of work for you?
No, actually, this was the first real in-depth study, and I believe after doing the first time, that's why I wanted to continue with it, is because it was in-depth, and you got... not only furthered my understanding from the reading, but listening to how other people interpreted the scripture mm-hmm. also helped me understand things that, you know, I probably missed on my own. So,
right. So, you know, on its face, it seems like a really kind of intense program, sort of, right?
If you look at it, it looks intense, sure. But I mean, we laugh a lot.
Yeah.
We cry a little. And we learn a lot about not only, you know, the Bible and the scriptures, but one another as well.
Right. I was just going to say, this is really, I mean, it's a group of people doing this together, and you're with each other for, you know, 32 weeks, right?
Right. It's yeah. like kind of like a bowling league. That's what I tell
sure.
folks.
Sure.
The bowling lead of Disciple. But all the years that not only did I go through, but now that I've facilitated... Mm-hmm. The group, whether it be 6, 8, 10, 12 people, you form a community and you learn a lot about one another, and it's a safe place to share. Yeah. It's a tight, small group, and you feel safe where you can share things, you can ask questions, and you can be goofy and right. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, so just for you personally, like, what are some things that have changed for you as a result of being involved in Disciple Bible Study? How have you encountered God in maybe some different ways than before?
One of the reasons I wanted to do Disciple in the first place is because back when my wife and I worked youth group, mm-hmm. young people would come up and ask me about scriptures. And I will admit, I was a little bit shy on the scripture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the questions that they had, I would defer to the pastors.
Sure.
And by going through Disciple and then facilitating and listening and gathering more information on how to interpretate, you know, the different scriptures and how they relate to me today in today's mm-hmm. world, has really helped me a lot, especially, you know, if people have questions and you try to disciple people and just understanding the truth that we find in the Bible, it empowers me and it equips me to be more readily available to and want to answer questions mm-hmm. when people ask them.
Sure. Yeah. You know, a lot of people kind of struggle with what some people will call like a quiet time or a prayer, kind of a prayer moment each day.
Right.
Has Disciple Bible Study helped you grow in that area of your life? If it has, how has it done that?
In most all the Disciple books, they have, you know, your daily reading, but they also have a weekly prayer mm-hmm. and a weekly scripture that they have you look at. So by starting... before I do my study for the day, by starting with prayer, mm-hmm. it helps me get into the mode, into the mindset of, you know, quieting down, coming before God, you know, reading through His Word, and then being able to sit and listen, have that quiet time.
Yeah.
You just naturally want it to try to glean what you've just learned and listen for what he's telling you.
Mm-hmm. What's been like the craziest thing you've learned in Disciple Bible Study? I mean, the Bible is full of all kinds of weird stuff. What's like the craziest thing that you just went, boy, I never thought I would learn this in the Bible?
Well, we've had quite a few discussions on why books are where they are at and perhaps why they were included. We've even talked about some of the books and we've looked at them that weren't included in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's interesting to me, even the ones that didn't get into the Bible, I mean, it's still a lot of good information.
Right.
And the thing that is amazing to me is just how they put it all together and why. I mean, it comes together and it just speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
How they set it up is amazing.
Yeah. Well, if you were, you know, let's say someone's kind of sitting on the fence about maybe jumping into Disciple Bible Study, it seems like, you know, they hear the talk around, it's a big commitment. What would you say to them?
It's not school. It's not, you got to do this assignment or don't come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have fun as a group. It is, like I said, a small community that we develop. And if you don't get all your reading done every day, we still want you to come.
Yeah.
Because your input is still valuable. Even if you didn't do the reading, you are going to learn something from the other folks that did do the reading. But we don't want it to seem like it's a chore or, you know, we all know life happens.
Right.
And sometimes it happens a lot in 1 week's time.
That's true.
And you may not have the time to get your reading done. But we don't want you not to come. We want you to be there. We want everybody together, and we have more fun, and we learn more when we're all together in the group.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else that that you would say to folks who are maybe thinking about jumping into this for the first time?
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
It is a big time commitment. We'd like for you to be there every week, but like I said, life happens. And if you miss a week, we will miss you. You can look at the DVDs. They are available. If you miss one, you can come and get the DVD. We have them in the classroom. You can watch it and do it on your own if you have to. Mm-hmm. But we want you to be there, but it's not, you know, it's not written in stone. It's not like, you know, you're bad if you don't show up or you don't do your reading. Yeah. It's a way to be intent about your study. It adds the stability of knowing what you have to do every week.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not as rigid to say, if you don't get it done, don't show up.
Right.
We want everybody to be there because we want everybody's input on what we're doing.
Yeah. Could you imagine, being who you are without having gone through Disciple at this point? Has it been that big of an impact on your faith?
Yeah, it really has. And my wife would agree to this. It has made me a better person, a stronger Christian. I'm more apt to share the scriptures now that I know them. And it's really wild. After going through all these years, I start to know where things are at, and I can point people in the right direction. And it really helps me to feel more comfortable sharing the faith and the Bible with folks. And it has made me, I think, a stronger Christian and more comfortable when I talk about it, which is a lot.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you very much for sitting down and talking with me. I appreciate it very much, Keith. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.